Hi, this is Ruth Vanderstein. I'm the founder of Financial Education Services. I'd like to give you some information on how you become that FICO score. You know, it seems like all of a sudden we have a number tattooed to our forehead, and that determines if we're able to buy things or not. So I'm going to talk to you about how the FICO score, what happens when things go negative, and how to apply for a credit card to get the best FICO score possible. There's this chart that you can contact us. I'll tell you how to get a hold of me at the end of this recording. But if you own a home, you get 25 points added to your FICO score. When you rent, you get 15 points. So if you're a renter and you're filling out a credit application and you're able to leave that section blank, leave it blank because you get 17 points. And those 2 points make a difference in possibly getting a loan or not. Now, years at your current address. If you have 10.49 years at your current address, you get 23 points. So you want to stay consistent at an address to get the higher point. Now, occupation. You want to use the word professional. Everybody is a professional. You get 50 points when you use this word added to your FICO score. Now, the only site that I know of is American Express that uses this word professional. So you go in and you apply for American Express, use the word professional, and I've had people come back and tell me that their scores have increased 30 to 40 points, and you don't even have to qualify for the credit card. You can get declined, and this still works. Okay? Years at job. If you have 12 and a half years at your job, you get 39 points. If you're lucky enough to be retired, you get 43 points. So let's say you're a real estate agent and you've switched different companies as a real estate agent. Well, you want to combine, you're still a real estate agent, so combine the years and get the most points possible. Then we have what types of credit you should get. There's department store cards and major credit cards. You want to have both because if you only had major credit cards, then you're only going to get 16 points. But once you have the major credit cards and a department store card, such as Target or Kohl's, one that you can only use at that store specifically, you get 27 points. So make sure you have major credit cards and department store cards. Okay, if you have a checking account, you get 5 points. If you have a savings account, you get 10 points. But if you have both, you get 20 points. So make sure you have a checking and a savings. If they don't ask what's in the savings, it's just important that you have a savings account. Okay, then we're going to talk about debt ratios, your overall credit. How much credit has been extended to you, and how much of it have you used? If you keep it under 15%, you get 22 points. So that means 15% of the limits, you want to keep your balances within 15%, and you'll get 22 points. I'm going to break it down in just a few minutes further on that. If you have inquiries on your credit, 5 to 9 inquiries in a 2-year period drops your score 20 points. Don't let people run your credit. When you go in and run your credit, it's okay. It doesn't count towards that because that's a soft inquiry. So you can go on Credit Karma or Credit Check Total or any of those sites. You can run your own credit and it doesn't count towards the 5 to 9. But when you apply for credit cards, car loans, home loans, all of that, 5 to 9 inquiries in 2 years will drop your score 20 points. So be really careful not to do that. Especially if you're looking for a car loan and you don't have great credit, you're going to end up with 50 inquiries on your credit report. But we can help you with those. Now, years in file. If you have 8 years worth of credit history on your credit report, you get 40 points. So what that means is you don't close credit cards. You use your credit cards once every 4 to 6 months because you don't want the creditors to close them either. If you have somebody offering you a 0% interest, because you have transfer balance, go ahead and transfer the balance, but don't close the card that you moved the balance from because you're going to lose points. I had a client that I fixed her credit and she was ready to go, and her coworker told her, "Well, close your credit card so the lender doesn't think you're a risk." She dropped her score 100 points. So you don't want to do that, and it's going to take 8 years to get that back. You can't just call them up and reopen them again. So be really careful when you about closing credit cards. Now, the number of revolving lines of credit, revolving credit is credit cards. It's not your home loan, your car loan, student loans, and none of that. Revolving credit lines is credit cards. You want to have 1 to 2 credit cards to get 12 points. The best situation is to have a home loan, a car loan, and two credit cards. If you don't have a home loan or a car loan, you need to have four credit cards and you need to keep them active. Now, with the having the credit cards, the balances, you want to be really careful not to keep your balances too high. You want to stay within 30% of the credit limit to get 5 points positive on your FICO score. Now, if you can get the limits under 15%, you get 15 points positive. Okay, now let's say you had a card at $3,000 limit, you've gone out shopping because you're all excited, or maybe it's Christmas time and the bill comes in and you spent $1,500. Well, you have used 50% of that credit limit. And what happens is it drops your score 18 points per credit card. So it's so important to keep your credit card balances low. Now, when I'm talking to you about keeping them low, that doesn't mean all year long. You can use your credit, run them up, pay them off, do all of that. But 30 days before you need your FICO score to be good to apply for a home loan, you need to have those balances paid down. So you can't pay your credit cards today and go 3 days later and apply for a loan because you didn't give the creditors time to report. So it's really important that you give yourself 30 days before you apply for your loan. Get the cards down. If you don't have 30 days, just call your creditors and find out what day they report to the bureaus and make sure you have them paid down before that point. So that way you can achieve the highest FICO score. Then there is derogatory credits such as collections, repossession of cars, those type of things. That's 29 points each. And slow payments, 30 day late, 60 days late, those are 14 points each. So this information came right off of FTC.gov. You can find it. But if you'd like a copy of this chart, give me a call. My phone number is 888-977-1222. My website is fesexperts.com. So that's F as in Frank, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, experts, experts.com. My name is Ruth. Give me a call. I can review your credit report and let you know how to get moving forward. Thank you.